Yankees and Orioles on a beautiful late afternoon in Baltimore. Masahiro Tanaka going up against Kevin Gausman, both in search of their first win of the year. We'll take it to the top of the fifth, 2-1 Yankees, Gary Sanchez at the plate.
And Sanchez may be hurt here. He's coming out. Well, that's not good news for the Yankees. Full count delivery on the way. Ground ball to the hole. That's going to be a base hit. Ellsbury will score easily. And the Yankees come through with another big hit.
Here's the 0-1 breaking ball line drive, and that's going to fall. Base hit center field for Trumbo. Here comes Davis around the score. Ellsbury drops the ball, and we are tied at 4 in the seventh.
Go ahead out at second base. Kim loops it, and it's going to get it done. Base hit into right field. Trumbo scores. Kim. A go-ahead RBI, and it is 5-4 O's. Carter with two down. Towering fly ball. Jones going over. And makes the catch, and that's the ball game.
5-4 Orioles is your final score. After straining his right bicep on a swing in the fifth inning, Gary Sanchez is headed to the 10-day DL. While Matt Holliday collects career hit number 2,000. Buck Showalter's team able to extend its winning streak to 4-0. Let's hear what the Orioles skipper had to say about the team's win on Saturday.
Well, you know, Chris had a big at bat off a left-hander. And there were some things that, you know, we got back in it, very much like yesterday's game. But there's a lot of little things during the course of that game that came to pass that worked out for us. You know, we felt like he's got a great breaking ball. Anytime you got a chance, if you're able to score some runs off Betances, so you got to feel real fortunate. And so I really tip my hat to Truman, you know, because you got to really box one or the other out. Not one of those guys that you just read the pitch, he throws so hard, and got such a good breaking ball and has really different tilt on it on the same pitch. Every game you want to win, and you know, I'd rather win the first four than lose the first four, but just take each challenge as it comes, and there'll be another one tomorrow with Sabathia. And I need to get some guys on the field from a starting standpoint. You know, guys like Flaherty and even Gentry, and of course Caleb. So we're going to try to get all these. Caleb will catch tomorrow. Wellington is due for a well-deserved off day. It's a lot of pitches and a lot of 3.5-hour games. That had a great support the last two nights.
Hyun-Soo Kim gave his team the lead in the seventh with an RBI single. Here's what he had to say about the play.
The last pitcher he faced, he's a hard throwing righty, so he was thinking something hard. But then last year he also got a lot of breaking balls from him, so he was kind of thinking that as well.
On Sunday, CC Sabathia will go for win number 2 as Wade Miley takes the hill for the Orioles.